From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 2nd. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones about an initiative he developed after the murder of George Floyd. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Attorneys for people in Illinois prisons are decrying the state's decision to award another multi-billion dollar contract to a controversial prison health care provider. Patrick Smith reports.
Courts and experts have repeatedly found that the quality of care provided by Wexford Health Sources is so bad it violates the U.S. Constitution. The state's most recent prison health care contract with Wexford has expired, but last week the Illinois Department of Corrections announced a new 10-year agreement worth $4 billion.
It's a demonstration that you don't have to do it right to make money.
Attorney Harold Hirschman represents inmates who have sued over prison health care.
I just don't understand how the state can go back to the well again and again and again.
A corrections spokesperson says Wexford's was the better of the two bids the state received. Patrick Smith.
Chicago is now the largest city in the country to pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Mariah Wolfell reports.
Chicago joined San Francisco, Minneapolis, Atlanta, and others when its city council voted in favor of the resolution 24-23 yesterday. Mayor Brandon Johnson cast the tie-breaking vote. Proponents hope it increases pressure on President Joe Biden to call for a ceasefire and send a message of support to Palestinians in Chicago. Opponents, including Alderwoman Deborah Silverstein, argued it undermines the U.S. government.
Chicago, America's third largest city, should not vote to strip away President Biden's control over U.S. foreign policy, especially not as we are inviting him here for the Democratic National Convention.
More than 26,000 people have been killed in Gaza since October 7th. Mariah Wolfold.
A Dallas pastor is succeeding Reverend Jesse Jackson as head of the Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Frederick Haynes III says Jesse Jackson is his mentor. Jackson founded Rainbow Push in 1971 after working under Martin Luther King Jr. for a few years. As Rainbow Push's new president, Haynes is looking towards fighting for economic prosperity and against voter suppression in Black communities, among many other initiatives. With the Supreme Court reversing affirmative action and state legislatures passing anti-DEI bills, Haynes says their work is needed now more than ever.
We think that the civil rights movement sought and fought to accomplish has been dismantled or rolled back in the aftermath.
Haynes is based in Dallas, but says he'll sometimes work from Chicago. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, is an agriculture giant. Its Decatur processing plant employs more than 4,000 workers. Last year, 11 people were injured and one died while working at the plant. But Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb reports the Decatur plant isn't the only ADM facility to see such incidents.
Federal data shows that over the past 15 years, 9 people have died and 22 were injured while working at ADM plants across the U.S. Several cases found ADM liable for the accidents. The corporation has faced 140 federal violations in the same time. A spokesperson for a union that represents some ADM Decatur employees said the company claims to be safety-oriented, but when employees bring up safety concerns, nothing gets done. ADM declined an interview for this story. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
This story was co-reported with Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi for CU Citizen Access. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones about an initiative he developed after the murder of George Floyd. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, our Friday roundtables reporting news and politics from across Illinois, including the latest on the death of a U of I student and a failed attempt to kick former President Trump off the ballot. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This week, Illinois Public Media launched a new audio service called Illinois Soul on FM 101.1. Part of our commitment includes a news and public affairs program when we have a dialogue about people and topics that impact the Black communities of Central Illinois. The show airs Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on Illinois Soul. This week, IPM's Reginald Hardwick talked with University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones about an initiative he developed after the murder of George Floyd.
Well, we certainly, I think we all would agree that George Floyd murder, among others, really was a point of change for how many communities, including universities, how many entities, I should say, interface with communities. And so this really did hit home very close to me because I still have a couple of sons and two grandsons that live in that community. And but by the grace of God, you know, one of them could have been victimized in the same way that Mr. Floyd was. And so this is something we care greatly about. And so we issued the call to action to end racism and injustice in society, because we feel as a public university and as a land-grant university and as a university that really is very steeped in public and community engagement, that we had an opportunity to step up and to do business as unusual and to redouble our efforts to build stronger, more seamless, impactful relationship with community. And through the work that Dr. Wanda Ward has led through our University Community Compact, and through the work Dr. Sean Garrick has led to administer the Call for Action research grants, where we actually provide funding for university faculty in partnership, for the most part, with folks in the community, are doing what a university is supposed to do. How do you research a problem to find solutions to complex problems? And how that research then potentially could lead to a deeper relationship between the community and the university, as well as creating new opportunities and new programs that will fundamentally address these issues. We started this because we figured that we didn't want to be perceived or to be in any way a part of the problem. And we had an obligation and an opportunity to be part of this solution.
That was University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign Chancellor Robert Jones talking with IPM News Director Reginald Hardwick. Jones also addressed the challenges of attracting more Black students to the U of I and how the university reacted to the U.S. Supreme Court decision banning universities from using race in admissions. Listen to our entire interview in the inaugural edition of Dialogue tomorrow at 11 a.m. on Illinois Soul, FM 101.1 and FM 90.9 HD2. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Patrick Smith, Mariah Wolfell, Mawa Iqbal, Madison Holcomb, Noor Longi, and Reginald Hardwick. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.